Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Cenovus.com.
There are two main weather stories you need to know about for this week ahead. One is the chance for rain and storms, or really lack thereof. And then two, boy, it is about to get hot. So I hope you have enjoyed the last few days, including these really comfortable mornings that we've had, because, boy, it's about to get hot, but also that humidity is about to build back. Temperatures are going to be near 90 today. So I think we see a little more sunshine, but we're still going to have an onshore wind at the coast. That's going to keep the rip current risk elevated. Temperatures at the beaches will be a little more mild too, down in the low to mid 80s. But I would expect we get up to 90 today, or at least close to it, here in the Jacksonville metro. And then we just steadily warm up a couple of degrees for Tuesday and into Wednesday. While we do have an isolated shower threat in store today, that's mainly going to be inland and west of I-95. Once again, like yesterday, thanks to that onshore wind. So there will be plenty of dry neighborhoods today, and most spots aren't even going to see rain. I've got Tuesday dry for everybody, and then some isolated storms try to build in on Wednesday. But still, that looks pretty isolated, and I've got isolated coverage Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, but I'm not really confident in that forecast. There's a lot of uncertainty and a lot of different factors at play, and there are some forecast scenarios that have a decent amount of rain, especially Thursday and Friday, and then there are other scenarios that don't have any rain. What looks to be the most certain is that a cold front is going to approach the area later this week. If that cold front moves closer to I-10 or well into northeast Florida, it looks like there will be a better chance for rain and storms, like I said, especially Thursday and Friday. But there are some scenarios that don't even have that cold front. So there's a lot to keep track of, and we'll be honing in on and updating that forecast over the next few days. But really, it doesn't look like there's going to be a lot of meaningful rain. The temperatures really are going to take over. And as we look ahead to Wednesday and Thursday, our daytime highs are going to be creeping back into the mid-90s. And then Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, oh my goodness, we're going to be in the middle to upper 90s. The humidity is also going to be higher too. So we may be talking about those feels like temperatures, 100 plus for a few days as we roll into the weekend. So yeah, we got to start thinking about, if you're spending a lot of time outside in the summertime, well, you're going to have to be finding your own ways to stay cool and make sure you're pacing yourself and being careful out there if you're spending a lot of time outdoors. From the Action News Jax First Alert Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Corey Sima for 104.5 WOKV.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Cenovus.com.